Hello, everybody. You're probably thinking, Travis sounds different today. And yes, I'm currently getting over a slight cold from last week, and I'm actually not Travis. My name is Finner, and I'm currently interning with the amazing team here at Fool & Scholar Productions. And I'm here today to tell you about The Last City. In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven. A geo-engineered paradise that protects its fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors like Ray Seahorn, Jeannie Torrado, and Maury Sterling. You can follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. A big thanks to Wondery for supporting shows like The White Vault. And now, on with the scheduled programming.
Greetings, adventurers. Today we're excited to introduce you to a new story, Dark Dice. A horror podcast that blurs the line between actual play and audio drama, where the story is determined by the roll of the dice. Six adventurers embark on a journey into the ruinous domain of the Nameless God. They will never be the same again. One of the players is not what they seem after a doppelganger, a creature that can assume the form and voice of whatever it kills, infiltrates the team. As the players are picked off and replaced one at a time, can they figure out who the monster is before it's too late? Can you? Here's a quick example of what our show sounds like.
The shambler with the jar of liquid inside of him.
Soren Arkwright let loose an arrow that cracked the glass, passing through the spine of the creature. The shambler still managed to maintain its forward momentum, but stumbled as it eagerly tried to bite and swipe at Soren, landing near his feet.
As Jeff Goldblum has now joined our cast, Dark Dice is available however you listen to podcasts.
The following documents and recordings are the continuing installments in a compilation detailing the events surrounding the stranded archaeological team sent to base Camp Piedra and the rescue team sent in search of them. Previous records up to this collection show the archaeological team remaining at the Patagonian site to consist of Dr. Josefa Guerrero, Simon Hall, and Dr. Zhao Liu, with the unconfirmed losses of Dr. Carito Ureta and Lucas Criado. The assembled rescue team consisted of Graham Kasner, Dragana Vukovic, Mihir Asa, Raimi Armstead, and returning archaeological team member Ava Olivia Moreno. Following the previous installment, the rescue team began to push open the stone door to search for Dr. Josefa Guerrero and Dr. Xiao Liu beyond. In the winter months, snowstorms and rainfall in the Patagonian ice fields can drastically affect the landscape. Worsened by heavy winds, such storms can reduce visibility and lead to glacial calving, ice collapses, and avalanches. During these conditions, travel is not advised. The White Vault. Is the continuation of the previous recording from the body camera of Mr. Asa.
Can we?
Something is coming through on the radio. Keep pushing.
Someone's alive in there.
That may be Dr. Liu. It's hard to discern, but it sounds more like her than Professor Guerrero.
I can see why Simon couldn't get in. Solid stone all the way through. In his condition, it would be impossible.
The signal is not clearing up well. Maybe she stopped transmitting. Oh, this place. I can see why the boss wants documentation.
Give me your radio. Take mine and go get the data you need. I'll see if we can clear this up. Stay within earshot and don't go anywhere alone. Raimi, come back with me to Simon and Ava.
Yes, there's a lot to get done. Dragana, can you join me?
Safety in numbers. And I want to get a look at the place.
This is grander than I imagined. Much taller.
It does have some macabre elements, but it's truly unbelievable. I've been giving tours across the world for 15 years. And this? How has this not been seen before? Really? All the way up here. Yes, it is difficult to reach, but that would not have stopped the march of the mighty dollar or human curiosity.
Seems too important to have been accidentally forgotten.
Yes. Mahir, down by your foot.
It's blood. Looks dry.
Don't be caught off guard. There's more. There, on the wall.
A handprint. A man's by the size of it.
Must be Lucas's then. Stay alert. Eva said he became violent. Maybe we've gone too far from the others. Do not go down the steps, please. Not yet.
Yes. We need to be cautious. Let's document a bit more of the western section of the main hall. Then we can head back.
Perhaps by then, Graham will have had more luck with the radio.
Mr. Ace's footage captures parts of the hall as they become illuminated by their headlamps, and the grand hall appeared unchanged from its last examination. The blood on the ground was significant in spread, but while they only commented on one bloody handprint on the stone, two can be seen as the headlamp moves across the wall. The next recording occurred simultaneously to the previous, but comes from the body camera of Miss Moreno.
He's asleep again.
How are you doing? Your ribs.
Hard to breathe in too deeply, or turn all the way to my side, or lift my arms up over my head, or a lot of things. Help. Including laughing. But I'm well enough.
Well, sorry. And thanks.
Thanks? For what?
You were coming back up here to get them. If I weren't here, at least someone was going to try and get Simon back.
Don't thank me, Raimi. We're both up here now. Save the thanks for when we're in town and you can buy me a beer.
Sounds good. We'll get there.
Sure.
What makes you want to do this? I mean, not you specifically, but this is dangerous stuff, and you and Simon decided to come up here. I mean, I hated the idea of Simon coming up here. I mean, he's too comfortable going outside his comfort zone. Even when it's crazy, as long as it has to do with this stuff. I can't get him to go rafting or paddling with me in a kayak in a perfectly calm lake, but you tell him there's some old, I don't know, stone foundation or earth carving at the bottom of the lake, and he's the one pushing the boat to the water and signing up for diving classes.
I won't speak for him, but for me it's like a need to know. There are huge gaps in what we know about human history, and we'll never know the whole picture. But we can try to add in a piece here and there, and that's what we do. I do. Did. Search for pieces, fill the gaps. It's not as though anything is ever 100% confirmed either, but the idea of it hits home.
When he signed up for this, he was talking about how this was his opportunity to do his own work. Otherwise, he was just going to be off working off of other people's data and maps. He was searching for anything he could call his own and hated the idea of his thesis being all about something he'd never seen in real life.
I get that. And what do you do? Aside from kayak and go on life-saving adventures.
Well, I work with a nonprofit that helps new minority and LGBTQ-owned businesses in the Pittsburgh metro area get off the ground. We provide a variety of services and even established a grant program last year. I also have larger corporate clients since nonprofit work doesn't pay all that well.
That's still great. What's your role?
CPA and tax coach.
Okay, not exactly the ideal skill set at the moment. It may not be earth-shattering revelations about human history, but I'm damn good at it, and I'm able to help a lot of people. I help people to build their dreams, plan for their futures.
No, I know that. It's just not what I thought you'd say, and it seems strange to be thinking about things like accounting and taxes all the way up here. Truly, there are different kinds of horrors in this world.
There really, really are.
These were the packs left in the hall. There was also a box of food and water. Are all the supplies and equipment in order? Didn't you have a larger radio?
I'll check. It should have been out there.
Wait, I'll go with you. No one goes anywhere alone. Raimi?
I'm staying with Simon. If you're just going to be right up there, we'll be fine.
This is all that's left?
That we know of.
Well, it does look like they ate the food supplies, and some water is missing, but I don't see the radio.
We've picked up something on our radios. You heard it, so maybe one of your archaeologists took the radio with them.
Into the tunnels?
Those, over there. Are those the steps down to the theater?
Yeah, and behind the theater is an entrance that leads to a hallway, an ossuary, a natural cave path, and then some kind of chamber. The other hallway, there. At least some stairs, possible living quarters, and Simon said there's a large room at the bottom, similar to the theater.
With more statues. I remember that part.
You really saw everything I brought down. All the recordings.
That and more. Dragana, Mahir, did you see anything?
There was blood. Maybe from Lucas Criado, based on size of the handprint.
Shit. Could he still be alive?
We did not see enough blood to indicate someone was killed. But it was more than one would wish to lose. He may be alive. However, he would not be well off. And the blood was somewhat dried up, if not completely so. We did not touch it to find out.
He had hurt himself badly before the collapse. Intentionally. And he's attacked us before. I don't know how to say this politely, but are we really looking to save Lucas too? He's a danger to himself and us, and he's not all there.
Whether or not he's salvageable is not a concern. He's dangerous and known to attack. So we need to have eyes on him, or we need to know he's dead.
Given what we know from his contribution to the recordings, he may have more knowledge about this place than any of us.
He always seemed to know something. He knew this was coming.
I wouldn't rule it out.
With or without anyone else, we may end up leaving quickly. I'm going to speak with Raimi about how to move Simon down the mountain when the time comes. Eva, do you think you'll be able to explain how to attach an IV? It might be important that Raimi knows how later.
I can try.
Yeah, well, we took ATVs first.
Oh, I like the idea of not having to walk.
He's awake again.
He's in and out of it. He's coherent enough right now.
Eva? Who else is alive?
We're trying to figure that out. And we have some professionals here to help, too.
There were noises before. I heard something call through the rocks.
That might have been me. Before we set the onfall, I yelled down.
Maybe, but I thought it was Dr. Ureta.
Maybe it was.
No, it wasn't.
Really? Oh.
Simon, what else do you know about the statues or the caves? Anything you could think of would help.
Why would you come up here if you didn't know? Ava knows as much as I do. Oh, I think I'm going to be sick.
When was the last time you ate?
I don't know. I think I need to sleep.
Go ahead. I'll find something for you to eat when you wake up.
Eva, could I speak with you?
What?
What does he mean that you know as much as him? And Dr. Liu, on the camera, she said not to look for answers.
I'm not sure.
Not sure or don't know?
I don't know. Dr. Liu said this site was like one in China, and Kasner, Graham, says it's like one in Svalbard. It makes no sense. Maybe we need to consider that we're not supposed to know, and that's what Liu meant. She just seemed to want to protect them. I've either told you everything I know about this place, or, well, the others have the recordings of it all.
Yes, I'm sorry. Coming up here was a huge gamble for you.
I had to.
When we head out to look for other survivors, you and Raimi are going to be here, alone with Simon, to look out for... Take this. And remember, threats of violence may not work on these things. Just go straight to violence. After making sure it's not us. You know how to use this? Safety's here. Point and pull. Don't let your finger pull your aim away.
Yeah, I've got it.
Watch.
We can't wait around for it to dig its way in. Are we leaving or searching?
Dragana, Mihir, come with me. We'll search for more clues to where the other survivors ended up. Ava, stay here with Simon and Raimi, but stay on the radio. We don't know this place as well as you, and we're going to need some information.
I can do that. I'll need a radio.
Take this one. We will have the other two.
Let's hurry this up.
During the time that Mr. Kasner, Mr. Asa, and Miss Vukovic left the outermost cave, Miss Moreno began to search through more of the papers found at the remains of Base Camp Piedra. It is unclear whether this document was found among the packs left inside the caves, or if it was brought up from the camp, but it had been folded into quarters. The following is an entry by Dr. Ureta, written some time following the archaeological team's initial examination of the cave.
Acá hay alguien más. Hubo demasiados momentos en los que había más gente de la que éramos. Somos seis. Tres en la cueva, dos en el campamento, uno en el camino. Pero a veces hay tres en el camino. O tres en el
campamento. There's someone else here. Too many times now, there have been points where we are more than we are. Six of us. Three in the cave, two in the camp, one on the path. But then there are two on the path, or three in the camp. There is someone else here. I saw it first. I'm not sure it knew I saw it that first time. Did it know that I could see it? Does it do it on purpose? That first time, I thought it was Lucas running by. He's the only one that tall. But it wasn't him. I remember it so clearly. The figure, then the burn. Even Zhao seemed confused later on. She knows more about this. Not about her sight similarity, her outlandish theory, but about this. Then, the day I was leaving the tent and saw the shadow on the ground, no one was nearby, and it left so quickly. Who cast it? It must have known I saw it. Was it the same shadow I saw in the mist that morning? It was so tall, taller than Lucas that time. If it can look like the others, it can look like me. Ava said she saw me up in the cave when I was elsewhere. She is disrespectful, but not unobservant. It must have been the extra. The time I stopped and stood, watching Ava stare at the canvas wall of the tent. She stood there for minutes, not moving, but I could hear her breathing. I was too scared to talk to her, or it, whomever it was. One evening, I woke up to rocks moving and saw Lucas walking up the path to the cave. It looked like him, and walked like him. I could not find him in the tents. Why would he go alone, if it was even really him? He never spoke of it the next morning. I know it's seen me now. If something pretends to be us, why? What does it want from us? How can I know who is real? How can I trust these people? I can't trust these people.
Miss Moreno and Mr. Armstead also found a section written in Portuguese penned on two blank pages in the front of one of Mr. Criado's guidebooks. They were unable to read the contents of the notes, but spent enough time looking at the heavily scrawled sketches of one particular glyph to allow their body cameras to capture the note in their recordings. The glyph, drawn over the center section of the thanks page, appears as two large vertical rectangles or one tall rectangle intersected with a vertical line. The two rectangles are then surrounded by some ornate design. Where legible, the notes read as such.
Eu fui escolhido para isso e não vou falhar. Depois de todo esse tempo, finalmente vou me juntar a eles. Preciso encontrar o catalisador e começar minha mudança. Eu vou ajudar essas pessoas a estudarem e protegerem as estátuas. E juntos iremos aprender mais sobre essa...
I have been selected for this and I will not fail. After all this time, I will finally join them. I must find the catalyst and begin my change. I will help these people study and protect the statues, and together we will learn more about this glory before our end. It is said that some so enthused to know the truth cannot, will not see it as it is before the end. Sadly, the truth is not for all, only the benefits. But I cannot worry about them. I must find my way forward and calm myself in knowing I will soon see what lies beyond the doors. I will see it. I will hear it. I will feel it. I will answer. When you see it, it sees you too. When you hear it, it hears you too. When you feel it, it touches you. And when it calls you, it has you. When you see it, it sees you too.
Ele também te vê. Quando você o escuta, ele também te escuta. Quando você o sente, ele te toca. Quando ele te chama, quando você vê, te vê também. Quando você escuta, te escuta.
The repeated sections continue in Portuguese and are written above, below, and flanking the rectangular drawing. These lines make up the remainder of the legible text and fill all available space. Given Mr. Criado's line regarding the doors, we could possibly place this writing as having taken place before the discovery of the cave, though there is no evidence that this was the door he refers to. The next recording comes from the body camera of Mr. Kasner. This section begins as Mr. Kasner, Mr. Acer, and Ms. Vukovic reach the descending anatomical theatre within the Great Hall.
Everything all right back there?
Everything is fine. I just wanted to make sure this worked.
She's a good kid.
It takes a lot to return to a bad place to help others.
An anatomical theater, like the one in Svalbard. Wait up here a moment.
Okay. Don't go too far.
Come on down.
What are you doing?
Here.
Ah! You shouldn't toss rocks.
It's not a rock. It's a box. Shake it.
What's inside? Do I want to know?
Human teeth and a heart.
Like the ones from Svalbard. How do you know?
Trust me.
So why are you pulling them up?
There are so many. How deep do they go?
That's what I wanted to know. Too deep. I'm at least 5 rows down already.
Careful with this site. We're here to rescue the team and document this place, not destroy it.
We'll see about that.
Let's go up the far stairs. There's more to see in another tunnel entrance. After that, we can decide where to look first if we don't find anything else.
Kicked something.
It rolled that way. It's a spent chemical light.
Here. Something is written on the floor in ink. It's Spanish.
Where? Okay. Ava?
Yeah, everything okay?
We found a note written on the floor on the far side of the anatomical theater. Was it there before? It's in Spanish. Looks rushed.
No, I don't think it was. What does it say?
Dragana, you wanna give that a shot?
Sure. All right, Eva, we're going to try. Hemos escuchado demasiados ruidos y este largo pasillo está muy expuesto. Podrían estar en todos lados. Algunos ruidos vienen de la escalera más alejada. Suenan como animales en movimiento. Usemos los pasajes traseros para llegar a algún lugar más escondido.
It says they heard noises and felt the hall was unsafe. Noises came from the stairwell. That's the first tunnel. They went into the back passage to look for somewhere to hide. And Simon asked how it was written.
It looks like ink.
Is it ink, though, or wax pencil?
You're right. It is wax pencil.
Then Simon says it was certainly Professor Guerrero. She still carries a wax pencil in an old pocket field kit.
And it said they, so there were still two of them at this point?
From what Dragana read, yes. Also, Raimi and I found a note from Dr. Ureta from before. It seems she knew something was wrong. She kept seeing extra people. It explains some of her irregular and evasive behavior.
That's possible. Be sure to keep an eye on each other. Anything else?
Dr. Liu had bagged a small artifact from the hall. It looks like the point of a metal spear or sword tip. I think it's steel.
Which would not have been introduced to Mesoamerica until after the arrival of the conquistadors.
Try not to strain yourself. But he's right. This introduces new people to the location. At some point, someone else was here between the formation of this place and our rediscovery. It may not have been a conquistador, but someone with steel tools or weapons available to them. Even if it was that the unidentified local population brought in these tools, it would place them here within the last 500 years.
Thank you, Eva. Keep the channel clear unless you need us. We're still hoping for that broken signal to come back. Out. If that's true, why have we never heard of this place before? How's it not been on Nat Geo or some old guy's Tanakhrid book or the Peoples of Patagonia or Chariots of the Gods or some similar tribe?
Just because someone made it here never means they made it out.
If they did leave, they might not have spoken of it. It's easy to want to leave things behind. But I don't think anyone who's sent here is ever meant to leave.
Sent?
Yeah, you're either sent, brought, or you know the way. No one just stumbles on these things.
Really? Do you have evidence for this idea?
You've become quite the fatalist, Graham.
Anyone?
That was Dr. Liu. I recognize her voice from the recordings.
The writing says they went this way. As we thought, they could have taken the radio. Ava said it was missing from the supplies. Water, too.
I thought I heard something. Is anyone there? We are afraid to leave. We ran out of light and water. We went to the ossuary in the back hall. Please, find us. Don't stay in the main hall. Please, help us. We fell in the dark. We don't know which way to go. I don't speak Spanish, but, Ayuda?
Hello, Dr. Liu. If you can hear us, we are coming to find you. The ossuary. It's through here.
She said we, so it's still the two of them. We might be able to find them all.
Hello, Dr. Liu. If you can't speak, click the radio 3 times.
We don't have time to wait around. We know where to go.
The following is a brief section from Miss Moreno's body camera that took place directly following Mr. Kasner, Mr. Asa, and Miss Vukovic's entrance into the Eastern Hall in search of the ossuary.
What? What's happening?
What was that?
It came from the first hallway.
What's in there?
A stairwell, with a whole hall of statues at the bottom. Hand me the gun.
Ava, don't go up there by yourself.
I'm just going to the top of the stairs, not inside. We can't see anything from down here. We need to be prepared.
What's up there?
Nothing.
The video shows Miss Moreno walking up the stone stairs and crouching next to the open doors. The recording continues for several minutes, in which time the noise continued at irregular intervals. Miss Moreno's camera has a view of the entrance to the hallway leading to the stairwell, and while it is clear the sound came from the hallway, nothing can be seen within. After 7 minutes, the sound stopped, and 5 minutes after that, Miss Moreno walked backwards down the stairs, keeping her view on the hallway, while returning to Mr. Hall and Mr. Armstead. This concludes the third set of documents and recording from the rescue team sent to Cerro Torre and completes this section of information regarding the team events at Base Camp Piedra and the archaeological site. The White Vault.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.